If you have your Bibles, I've got 45 minutes to preach, and I hope I don't overrun here. I'll try not to, but I just want to follow the Lord this morning. I'm sure that the Lord spoke to my heart today, and I want you, and I'm going to preach to you this morning. I minister to you with a thought in mind. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Now, it's not a matter, amen, of him not coming. He is going to come. Amen. For he said, if I go away, I will come again. This same Jesus, you have seen go away in the first chapter of the book. He said, he shall come again. Amen. And in the book of Revelations, the first chapter, he said, behold, he cometh in the clouds, and every eye shall see him. Amen. I believe every knee is going to bow to the glory of God. Well, praise the Lord. I want you to turn with me to the third chapter of the book of 2 Peter this morning for the beginning of this message today. The Lord's quickened it to my heart. And I want to read about 15 or 16 verses here. And I'll just read through it and then we'll come back. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds, by the way of remembrance. It's not that we don't know that Jesus is coming. It's not that we don't know the times in which we're living. If you have any knowledge of what's going on in the world today, you know that the time is nigh for the coming of the Lord. As that song our sister sang a moment ago, amen, it's time for the earth to be reaped. Amen. And the harvest to be gathered in. Listen to what he goes on to say. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before of the holy prophets and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. That's a lie. We know that things have changed. For this they are willingly ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day was with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as yesterday, as today. The Bible said in the book of Psalms that a thousand years with the Lord as the Lord was yesterday. Amen. Like a watch in the night, he said. He doesn't forget. Praise God. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord, and this is my text this morning, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens, thank God, and a new earth, wherein will dwell righteousness. And wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found in him with peace, be found in him in peace, without spot and without blemish. I'm still asking the question, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you prepared? Oh, you say, I'm a Christian. I didn't say that. I said, are you ready now for the coming of the Lord? He's going to come. And he said, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. I want you to pray. Brother Wayne, I feel like asking you to pray this morning over the Word of God. Would you pray? Shalabah, Rikabasikolabasayah. Hallelujah.
Father, for he is soon to appear. And Lord, he's soon to catch away those that are looking for him. And Lord, he is coming only for those that are looking for his appearing. And Father, I pray that within our hearts today, Lord, that seed will be planted. Father, glorify the righteousness, Lord. Would God begin to spring up, Father. Lord, in the hearing of these that are present this morning, God. Lord, for your ordination is that we have come together.
Yes, Lord.
Hear the word.
Praise God.
Lord, unreservedly, Father, to the hearts of these, God. Lord, I praise you this morning and give you honor and glory, Father, for this word today.
Amen. You may be seated. Where is the promise of his coming? Is all things continuing as they have been in life? You that sit here this morning are not ignorant of the times in which we are now living. We are now living according to the Word of God in the very closing hours. Amen. Not the beginning, but the closing hours of this generation, when the promise of the Lord that he would come and reap the earth, amen, for those that are prepared and ready for his coming. I heard a statement this week that shook me plumb down to my bones. Amen. And I was listening to Good Morning America, and this is the words that were spoken by the national news media, the man who was speaking. He said, talking about the credit cards of our nation and our privilege that we carry, most of us carry from one to half a dozen in our pockets at a time. I don't have that many, I just got one, really. But he said, billions of dollars, the banks and the collecting agencies are collecting off of the credit card, just interest alone, billions of dollars are being collected, amen, and robbing the people of high interest, with high interest, amen, to have to pay. But this is what he said, and I want you to hear this. And he said these words, as plain as I'm talking to you, he said, one world, we're preparing one world, one great world, he said. He used the word great. One great world and one card.
Amen.
Friends, that shook me to my very bone. People, we are at the very coming, amen, of the Antichrist to come upon this earth.
Amen.
To take up his reign and his rule here. And the only escape for the church this morning is for the rapture of the church. Hallelujah. To get out of here before that takes place. And by the grace of God, I believe it will happen, that he'll not suffer us to be here when that takes place. Amen. And we'll be ready to go. But I believe this morning that we are now ready for the coming of the Lord in this day in which we're living. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Jesus said in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, let me turn here to read it just for a few moments here. He said, but of the day and of the hour, no man knoweth, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Now the Bible said that God has set a day. He said it. I believe he's got it set now. He said he has set a day in which he will judge this world in righteousness by one man. And that's Jesus Christ, whom he's going to send back, Brother Clarence, amen, whom the world has rejected and turned down and said no to his voice, no to his love, no to his grace, no to his mercy. And we're now ready for the judgment of God to come upon this generation who has forgot God as they did in the days of Noah. But as the days of Noah were, now you heard this story, and when I thought about this morning, it's an idle tale to most of us in this building. We've heard it so many times, I've heard that story. But never forget it, for it come to pass. And God sent the judgment upon that generation. Now I'm talking about the day of the Lord. Are you prepared for the day of the Lord to come? Are you ready for the bride to be go out of here? Is your robe white? He's coming back after the church, he said here. I read it to you. Without spot, or without wrinkle, or without any such thing in our life. If he's coming back after a church like that, then there must be some consideration of the garments that we're walking in, lest we be spotted by the flesh and the will of the flesh and the desire of the flesh, and the Lord come upon us and spew us out of his mouth. I just know this morning that the Holy Spirit is dealing deep down in my heart. People had no idea of preaching this message until the Holy Spirit spoke to me as I drove this morning early to this church, and he said for me to ask you, and I'm going to keep it before you. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you prepared for it? You say, I belong to gospel ministry. That don't matter a bit in the world. Amen. Do you know Jesus? Are your robes white? Is your robe clean? Is your life holy? Is it sanctified? Is it dedicated? Is it surrendered to God? Is the Lord the utmost part of your life this morning? If it's not, then you need to get closer to Jesus. You need to get closer to him. You really do. I'm talking about the day of the Lord. It's going to be a fearful time, the day of the Lord. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, man giving in marriage. Lord, help us. We all know that's old news. And knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken and the other. He said, watch ye therefore and be ready. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Watch and be ready. I'm talking about the day of the Lord. Look with me in the book of Isaiah. Then in the second chapter of the book of Isaiah, the 12th verse, for the day of the Lord, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon. I won't take time to read that. I want you to skip down with me, down to the 17th verse. And he said, the loftiness of men shall be brought down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. I want you to know, friend, that every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess to the glory of God. Hallelujah! I confess him now as my Lord and my Savior and my Redeemer. I confess him now as my only hope in this world. Hallelujah. And that's for his mercy to be extended towards me, that I'll be counted worthy to escape the things that are soon to break upon this world. People, I'll tell you, around the earthquake over there, it's going to be a drop in the bucket for an estimated 40,000 people are now dead, and hundreds and thousands of them wounded. All thin in the world is sending relief. But that's not the answer. The answer is knowing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And finding him in your heart and life. That's the only way. That's the only remedy of God. They need Jesus this morning. They need him. But listen to this. Praise God. And the loftiness of men shall be brought down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted that day. And he said, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. Did you hear what I said? Every dagon is going to come down. Praise God forever. Every idol of our lives, we'll cast it out. We'll throw it aside. Amen. When the revelation of the coming of the Lord is brought real to your heart and to your life. Listen to what he said. And they shall go in the hole. Talking about men now. And they shall go into the hole and in the rocks and in the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord. For therefore the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth, the Bible said in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, he said everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, and it's going to be turned upside down by the clash. This world is going to melt with a fervent heat. The elements and all that's in it. The earth, oh friend, I want you to know there's a harbor day coming out here just ahead of you, just ahead of me. And the only remedy there is to be ready for the coming of the Lord. I want to keep that before your heart this morning. For what? That's what God said for me to tell you this morning and ask you, are you ready? Is there envy, is there strife, is there malice, is there jealousy, is there fleshly will and desires of the flesh ruling and controlling your heart and mind today? And you're walking after your own way and in your own will and saying, where is the promise of his coming? I've heard that from a child. Three and I have two, but it's coming in this day in which you and I are living. It's before us, the coming of the Lord. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People, I just wish you could feel what I felt in my spirit when the Lord was speaking to me this morning. I wish you could do that. I just wish in a sinner tremble through your heart. I said, Sister Newman, am I ready? I said, Lord, am I ready? I want to tell you a little secret. I've done some repenting. Amen. And confessing as I walked around these altars and up and down these pews this morning. I said, oh Lord, if I'm not ready, get me ready. Hallelujah. Let me get ready, because I don't want to be left here. I don't want to be left here. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I really do. I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie to you for the world. God spoke to me 60-odd years ago. And forgive me, in a vision. And I saw Jesus coming. I'm not going into that. But I see it more clearly today than I did then. I wasn't aware of the great thing that I have seen. But I'm aware of it today. That we are in that hour. And in my time here on this earth is soon running out as a man. I know that. And age is coming on. And weakness of my body. But the coming of the Lord is near at hand. Hallelujah. And he could come today. He could come today. He could come today. I wonder what your idol is. I wonder what your idol is. You listen to these words. This scared me, because I've read this many times. But it really frightened me. He said, they shall run to the rocks and the mountains, hide in caves, dens, for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake the earth, terribly the earth. The heavens are going to shake. The stars are going to fall. The moon is going to turn into blood. Even the sun is going to become as dark as black coffee hair. Are you listening to Brother Ledbetter? A terrible day. A terrible day. A terrible time. But it's coming, church. Somebody said, why don't you preach on the love of God? I'm preaching what the Lord laid upon my heart to preach this morning to this congregation. And I'm asking you again, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you an overcomer? Are you living victorious? Are you just struggling along? Are you rejoicing at the hope and the coming of the Lord? Or is it just an idle tale and say, well, Lord, you haven't come in this generation, and you won't be coming soon, but he's coming soon. I believe it with all my heart. Listen to this. In that day, there is the day of the Lord, men shall cast their idols of silver and gold. There's no bigger idol today in any of our lives than the silver and the gold and what we call security in this world. But Jesus said it'll all pass away. I wasn't using, but he said, lay up to yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust and thieves. I do not break in a seal. I want to be rich, Brother Wayne, in the things of God today. I'd Brother Wayne last talk that here this morning. I don't own one thing in this world. It all belongs unto God. Can you say amen? It belongs to him, and I'm not coveting after anything, man. I'm talking about the coming day of the Lord. Listen to what he said now. In that day shall men cast their idols of silver and of gold, and the idols of gold, which they have made each one of them for himself. Notice what he says. To worship. To the moles. And to the bats. To go into the cliffs of the rocks. And the top of the raging rocks. For fear of the Lord. And for the glory of his majesty. When he arises to shake terribly the earth. I want to tell you, church. I wouldn't lie to you for the world. I wouldn't lie to you for my life this morning. If God hadn't spoken to my heart, I'm not standing before you. And he told me to ask you, are you ready for Jesus to come?
Amen.
Are you ready for this day? I tell you what, people, the only way to escape this is to be ready. For we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. Not even the angels of heaven, but God set a day. He set a day, and it's going to come. Amen. It's going to be a terrible day like the earth has never known. Like it's never known. It's going to be a terrible day. Now, God, that was a day of judgment when God sent the flood. Amen. It destroyed all the living things upon the earth, but the earth is still here. But I want to tell you something. The Bible said here, the earth shall melt away with fervency. The elements shall melt with fervency, and the earth shall pass away. He said, do you believe that? Ah, you say that can't happen. Don't kid yourself. It can happen and it will happen. It will come to pass in our day. Now, I can preach on the signs of the time, amen, and tell you that where we are, as far as I know, in the Word of God, on the signs of the time, but I'm talking about the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. Who's going to be able to abide the day of the Lord? Who's going to be able to stand in the day of the Lord? Amen, friend. It's going to take something. It's going to take the covering. It's going to take the robe. Amen. It's going to take a clean heart. It's going to take pure hands. Amen. It's going to take, praise God, it's going to take that to be able to be counted worthy, to escape the things that are coming along this earth. Turn with me to the book of Revelation. Let's see what he says. Chapter 6. Verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. Now that's man's. Six is man's number. And lo, there was a great earthquake. And sun became as black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. Sister Newman, I can still see in my vision as the moon turned over. And the blood literally run down and tricked off of the moon. And I was going in this city, preaching at that moment and saying to the people and the world that Jesus was coming. And as I walked out, amen, in through the streets of the city, I'm preaching in that vision, I saw the darkest cloud that man has ever saw rising up out of the east. And it rose higher and higher and higher and higher until there was no place for it to go any further. And on the top of that dark cloud, there come Jesus. I want to tell you, friend, I saw the church, Sister Newman. I saw them rise up and go up out of the church and leave out of here. But the sad part about it, I saw the people after the rapture had gone, and I saw people coming down the aisles and around the aisles weeping and crying and saying, oh, Christ, save me and deliver me. But the church had been gone, and they were left here to suffer the vengeance and the wrath of the tribulation day. People, it's in the hour in which we're living. We're there now. We're there now. Do you believe it? Don't you look at this. Not in, I don't mean to use the word ignorant. I'm not ignorant. You know that. But I'm not an educated man so far as the world is concerned. But I know this morning the Word of God, and I know what the Lord has spoken to my heart in the day in which we're now living. Jesus is coming. He said, hear this, listen to this now. The sixth chapter of the book of Revelation and the sixth seal. And the stars of heaven fell under the earth. Don't that sound like a shaking? I said, don't that sound like a shaking? I tell you what, I was over in the hills of Arkansas, Brother Rod, a few years ago when, what do you call that, meteor, what is that, what it was? Amen. I was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up and I was out right down on King's River there, camped in the camper. And I got out and was walking around outside the camper. And all at once I heard something and I looked up. And there, that meter come right across over me. I tell you, people, this is the most frightening, scaring thing I ever saw. Even it really was frightening. Even I thought the Lord is coming. I really did. I thought everything is about over now. But it was just that meter trying to just think about when the oil began to fall. Amen. The rocks begin to rake. And the world, the earth begin to shake. Everything around you begins to move. And man begins to know that there is a God. There is a God. There is a God. Can you say amen? There is a God. And men are going to bow their knee after his son Jesus Christ and give an account of the disgrace and the rejection and the persecution and the things that they have done to his son. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about the day of the Lord. Is your heart right with God? Is your heart right with God? Listen to this. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it rolled together. And every mountain and every island were moved out of their place. Were moved out of their place. Think about it. Think about that. Moved out of their place. And the kings, I thought about these rich men. Amen. I saw the president, maybe it was a governor, whatever you call him, or king, or whatever you call him, of the land where it just had the earthquake over there. I didn't see him in rags. I didn't see him, amen, with hungry. I didn't see him naked, Brother Clark. I saw him dressed fully, clothed and walking down like a giant down through there. And the poverty of those people were beyond words to express. Oh, people, this world needs Jesus. You need Jesus this morning. You need him in your heart. If you don't have him, you say, I profess him. That's not what I said. Do you possess him in your heart this morning? Is your life victorious? Is your, are you overcoming? Are you living for God every moment of the day? People, the day of the Lord's here. I said, the day of the Lord's here. The day of the coming Lord is here upon this earth. I don't know just when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. This is what he said. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hiding themselves in dens and the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains of the rocks, fall upon us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. From the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his coming, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Friend, I've got a lot of scriptures I want to give this morning, a lot of them, but the message of my heart, are you ready? Are you ready for his coming? Are you ready for his coming? Are you prepared? Should Jesus step out right now, amen, and speak, come up to be with me, would you, something hold you down? Would something hold you here and you wouldn't be able to leave this world? Friend, don't hold the one thing this world has to offer you today, but hold to Jesus and his unchanging hand. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord forever and forever and forever. Amen. Just another, the Bible speaks of here. I want to follow the Lord. Listen to what he said here. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Have you ever saw the condition of the world as it is today? Isn't it true? Distress of nations, distress of people. We've got more gold, we got more silver, we got more oil, we got more everything, got more grain. Amen. I noticed the other day where it said that we're going to have, how many, was it 8 billion, 200 million bushels of wheat in America this year, and yet the world is starving to death. Dr. DeHaan said there's enough grain stored in our granaries today to make 3 loaves of bread for every living human upon the face of the earth. And he also said in a message that in our storehouses in America, we have enough cotton and enough wool stored away to make 3 garments for every living person upon the face of this earth. And yet people are naked, and yet people are hungry, and people are starving to death on every hand. And you set another phone in here, and you'll get a call in a little while. Brother, can the church help me here? Can you help me in this area? Can you pay my bills? Can you bring me some groceries? Can you do this? I tell you, people, we're living in a land of plenty, but yet in a land of starvation. And it's for the knowledge and for the witness and the power of the presence of Jesus in our heart and life. If you've got Jesus, you won't worry about this world. You love Brother Ledbetter. I love you. I love you. Listen to this. Now I'm going to close here. I'm going to give an altar call in a minute. I want my little sister. I wanted you to sing that song for me. Would you do it? Praise God. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Now, if there's any way that people knew how to solve it, they'd done been solving it. Even as fast as we get something, think it's going to work, Sister Newman, it fades away. Even if somebody crosses it up and changes it all up. It's just like that in every situation, even in churches today. You can't even have peace in most churches. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that we operate like we operate here. We operate on the moving of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit, praise God. And that's a design, not again those things, but they don't work. They separate more than they do good. Get off of that. Men's hearts failing them for fear and looking out after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Here it is again. And then shall you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads. It's time, church, that we forget everything but the coming of the Lord. Are you listening to me? It's time that we forget everything but the coming of the Lord. He's coming. I said, He's coming. He told me that this morning. He's coming. And he asked me, and he talked to me too. He wasn't skipping me out of that. No, sir. I tell you, as I already said to you, I come around these altars here. Amen. Repentance this morning. I said, Lord, if there's anything there, and there could have been, but I said, cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash it, hallelujah. Take it out of my heart. Amen. And take it out of my life. And give me assurance in my spirit that I'm ready to go. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh God. Oh Father. Let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's hear the voice of the Spirit.
blood of the saints and to spill the blood of the saints for the covering of every sin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Man must be saved for his ever sin. So when you plead, you take the blood of Jesus. Whosoever shall bow down before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whosoever shall bow down before him.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That man declared the Lord has guided him up before me with his heart and soul and spirit within him.
Hallelujah.
Firm the word of the Lord that such as say, for my spirit dwells in all men, my strength dwells in all men.
Hallelujah. You to stand with me. Nobody leaving the building. He's coming, though. Hallelujah. It is time for us to be awake in our spirits this morning. One other scripture here I'm going to read to you, and it's early yet. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. Are you listening? So that that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell. He said they knew not until the flood come and took them all away. For as a snare shall come upon all them that are dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Whatever head bowed for just a moment. I wonder this morning, is there anyone here that would say out of your heart, Brother Ledbetter, I'm not ready. I know that I'm not ready for the coming of the Lord, that I want prayer this morning that I could be ready. I know that I'm not ready. You may not even been saved, or you may have things in your life that's not ready. You're not ready for the coming of the Lord, but you'd lift your hand and say, pray for me that the Lord will help me this morning. God bless you. I see that hand. Is there others here this morning? But say, pray for me. Here's one over here. Is there another this morning? But say, I'm not ready for the coming of the Lord, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I feel like there's still somebody back over here on my right hand, back here in this back seat. Somewhere back here, even that needs this morning, come to Jesus today. Come to him today, for you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Would you raise your hand and say, Brother Ledbetter, pray for me? Would you do it? Would you do it? You say, I know I'm not ready for the coming of the Lord. I'm not ready, but I want to be ready. Would you lift your hand? Anywhere in the building one more time. Tell what I want you to do. I want you this morning to come to this altar, this entire church. We've got a few moments here, 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. And I want you to examine your heart. Examine your heart before the Lord this morning. For God spoke to my heart through the voice of the Spirit as I drove to this city this morning. And he said for me to ask you, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? The day of the Lord. Are you ready for it? You say, if I'm ready. Well, you need to pray for somebody that's not ready. Amen. And we need to get ready this morning. I'm going to meet you around these altars with faith in my heart, every life here. People, I've not spoke to you as an eloquent man this morning, but I've give you what God give me. Are you so wrapped up in yourself and your surroundings and your people, it'll just blow away like the chaff in the wind. Amen. But if you've got Jesus, you can stand when the storms are raging high, when the billows are rolling, and when the wall is being shaken and everything fading away. Hallelujah. You'll still be standing because your faith is in God. Your faith is in him. Hallelujah. Would you come? Where's my sister? Amen. I wanted you to sing a verse of that song for me. While they come, while you come, she's going to sing this verse. And I want you to examine your heart. Don't anybody leave this building this morning without prayer. Don't just go out of here without prayer. Amen. Don't go out of here without taking knowledge of yourself and examining your heart to see where you are in God. Praise God. Would you do it? Sing it, sister. Hallelujah. Don't be intimidated. Just cry out to the Lord. Amen. And let the Lord touch your heart. Examine your life. Young people, amen, you've got just one chance of getting out of here, and that's with Jesus. Just one chance tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord.